Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon. I wanted to respond solely to the recommendation by the esteemed delegation of Argentina that the language of food sovereignty be deleted from the preamble, and on that point to strongly recommend that the language actually be left in as is. The reason being, I have three reasons for saying so. The first is that as drafted, the language actually is only a recognition that food sovereignty has been used in many states and regions to designate the right to define their food and agricultural systems and right to healthy and culturally appropriate food produced through ecologically sound and sustainable methods that respect human rights. It is not an articulation of an understanding of the current state of law, but rather a recognition that many states have in fact recognized the concept of food sovereignty. The second reason is that the Article 15, as it stands, already represents a significant compromise in the drafting to take into account some of the concerns of members of states on the language of food sovereignty. And then the third reason, which goes to the suggestion that the concept of food security be used in its place, just going back to earlier comments that were made during our discussion of Article 15, that food security as a concept is not a rights-based concept, and in a human rights declaration and document, it's important to give life to and articulate rights-based terms, although we can all agree that the outcome of food security for all is what we need. It is the essential processes and protection of rights that will help guarantee it. And so I don't see any issues with leaving the language in the document as is. Thank you.